Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I want to report fraud.
All right, so yes, I want a supervisor here located on the floor. May I have your information with your name and your address?
She said she just gave all that information. Did she not?
She did, ma'am, but I'll have to need to verify it for me, please.
How many times I got to verify with y'all? D to day, 2923 Frederick Street, Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry, miss. Willing to assist, and it's the last time you had to verify, but I need you to slow down and repeat it for me, please.
Dita Day, 2923 Frederick Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I located your... Actually, give me one moment. Still pulling up your information. Bear with me one moment. I'm having some technical difficulties, man. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay? All right, so I located your account. This is with the kitchen products, ma'am. Do you remember paying the postage for it back on the 28th of April?
No.
Okay, so where it states you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, it's a membership fee that bills each month of $56.90.
No, I didn't. That's the whole point of her telling you, transfer me to you.
$95, but each time it's built, you do get a $125 gift card to use on the website. Do you remember placing an order on the account that day?
No, I want my money back. I just said I didn't do it, so why would I engage in what you're saying?
Did you give authorization for anyone else to place an order on your account?
No, there's no one else in my house. There's no one that has access to my card. No one.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, we can cancel the account, ma'am, but unfortunately, due to the status of the account, we cannot reverse back the transactions to you, ma'am.
So what is fraud for?
Just to verify it's fraud,
no
ma'am,
information.
Unfortunately.
Right, but you're verifying this fraud, but you're just telling me, oh, that's it?
Unfortunately, ma'am, due to security that's on the account, ma'am, it shows that the account was verified that you placed the order with. I can only cancel the account, ma'am.
How does that work? How does that work that you can just tell me that y'all take my money? I'm telling you something didn't happen, and you're just saying, okay, I can cancel the account. But you have my money, and I'm telling you, you said, is it authorized? No, it's not authorized. It can't be authorized if I didn't do it.
And I definitely understand that, Ms. But unfortunately, as I said again, the system only allows us to cancel the account, ma'am. We won't be able to reverse back the transaction on the account, ma'am.
Can I speak to a supervisor?
You are speaking with one, ma'am. That's why you was transferred to me, miss.
See, that's not what she said. She said I was being transferred to the fraud department. So are you a supervisor or are you working the fraud department?
Both. I'm a supervisor that work in the fraud department.
Okay, then I want to speak to somebody, your manager then.
Unfortunately, this will be the highest you'll be able to go, miss. I can only cancel the account. The system will not allow us to refund back the transaction.
That's not okay. What is this company called? That is not okay because y'all commit fraud and you're okay with that, saying that, oh, okay, ma'am. No, it's not okay. I don't have money to just play with y'all and somebody just taking my money. That's not okay. So I need more information. I need to know the name of this company that took my money and y'all okay with it, talking about just canceling something. No, if I didn't authorize it, I don't have money to just play with people. That's not how fraud works. That's no company. No company. They're supposed to investigate it and return and find out. You're just telling me, oh well. What is the name of this company?
The product you see was a kitchen product, but the website for it is called perfectdiscountsupply.com. I can give you a corporate email. You're more than welcome to email.
You have a corporate phone number?
This would be the only number, ma'am, for it. You'll be transferred back to me.
And what is your name?
Maya.
Do you have a last name, initial, anything?
I don't give out my last name, ma'am.
Right, so typically we give out initials. I work for a HIPAA authorization company, so I know we do give last initials at least.
We don't, miss.
All right, and you're a supervisor in the fraud department. Wow. And you give no info, none. You give absolutely no info.
Only then my first name and the company information I gave you, but no, we don't give out last names, ma'am.
Cancel my account.
It has already been canceled.
I'm reporting y'all.
Anything else?
Any confirmation? Yeah, I need a confirmation number or a confirmation that it's canceled, and I need the email to the corporate.
Okay, so the email would be support@triperfectdiscount.com. And the cancellation number is C as in cat, 259-98414.
Okay, you said support, try, is that T-R-Y-T-R-I?
T-R-Y.
And you said perfect?
Discounts with an S, .com.